What about Campbell Rewilla and his start to race riding? Only a couple of weeks ago, he won his first race at Flemington. On Saturday, he made it a double.
Sicaro at the 150 takes the lead. He's been tough from El Garouge, Magnus Sever, Il Divo. Sicaro's pulling clear for Campbell Rewilla, and Sicaro won it well. Second Magnus Sever. I Did It for Love at the 150 in front of Not Enough Effort. Vici, China Affair, La Bella Costa late. I Did It for Love in front. La Bella Costa flashing home, but I Did It for Love punched out. One. I Did It for Love's just one from La Bella Costa. Not Enough Effort, then a wall of them.
Yeah, big day for Campbell Rewilla riding a double at Flemington. Good day for the old man as well, winning one of the features up north on Yow Dash. Campbell joins us this morning. Congratulations, Cam. That was a big day. A great achievement.
Thank you very much, Michael. No, it's a very exciting day. Good to be on the show.
And two diverse types of ride as well. You're on the favourite, the well-backed Sicaro, but you didn't get any favours in the run. You were out there three wide, but you didn't panic. What was going through your mind?
Yeah, the horse has sort of been getting quite far back in its races and finishing off really well. So there's a plan from the wide gate to sort of, sit a lot closer and not so much leading, but just off the speed and midfield. And look, we got there, but just a bit unlucky not to get into a nicer spot, which would have been ideally one off the fence. But Jamie Carr popped out quite early, which is nice. Sort of got a card into the race, and the horse was, peaked for the run, perfect for the race. So everything worked out well once we straightened and let down too strong.
Yeah, it was a nice, tough win. He had a little bit of class on that benchmark 64 Saturday race at Flemington. And then I Did It for Love in the last. We know how well the Patrick Payne stable's been flying, but yeah, you had that awkward barrier too down the straight where most people think it's a disadvantage. So how did you try and overcome that?
I just ideally wanted to get a little bit of cover. Sort of the instructions were to just land in where the horse is comfortable, whether that's in front or just behind him. And there's enough speed to sort of just get a nice, comfortable position behind it, and had a good card into the race behind the speed, and just ideally tried to follow where my cover was in front of me, which was probably just the outside midfield, sorry, the middle of the track, which is sort of where we ended up. And when the chance came to sort of come back to the inside of him to let down, I took it, and the horse was too good. He's very progressive, and it was great to get a win for the team and connection.
A lot of jockeys say there's a bit of an art to riding down the Flemington straight. How many straight rides have you had?
Possibly I'd say about five or six now. I think it's probably a bit, you can get a bit lost your first couple race rides down the straight, which I probably did, and starting to sort of get the knack of it now. And I've had some very good opportunities down the straight, and it's a lovely sort of running, and hopefully I can get plenty more rides down the straight coming.
Well, your last couple have been pretty good with Defiant Dancer and I Did It for Love. As far as this time of year, it's where apprentices like yourself and Will Price and others who have got the claim, really, it's your time to shine, and you've taken all the opportunities so far. Are you happy with how things are going? Are there more opportunities coming your way? Are you in demand now, Campbell?
I've definitely been throwing some very good opportunities, and they're definitely some very good supporters. So, the opportunities are coming along, and I'm just trying to make sure I capitalise on them every time. And my weight's a bit of a factor. I sort of can't get down to below 54, which, makes it a little bit tougher. But, I've had some really good supporters along the way, and, thankfully we've sort of been able to sort of capitalise on them opportunities.
Is that going to be a worry for you moving forward? You're only a young apprentice, but to have those weight issues, and we know the issues that your dad and Brad have had as well. So are you trying to work on that as we speak now with fitness and also lifestyle?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's sort of more so lifestyle and balance. Dad and Brad, they've always had their struggles, but one thing they still are, they're still riding, and as long as I can just keep maintaining that, I don't think it's going to be a problem. It's always a factor, but, it's like anything can any career, there's always your homework, and for me, that's it. Just my weight. I've just got to keep on top of it and make sure I'm still riding it, you know, at my best when I'm riding light. I think that's the main thing. So I feel like I'm managing it well enough, and as long as I keep things on, you know, things in line, it'll be no worries.
Not far away from the second at Shepparton. Just quickly, what did your dad say? He was busy riding Yow Dash to an impressive win on the Gold Coast. Did he have a look at your wins and give you any feedback?
Yeah, Dad was wrapped. He was, you know, he obviously had a great day, and as well, my manager, he had a lot of winners with his jockeys, and yeah, look, Dad was just very excited for me, and I think it was just a big thrill all around. The whole family was on the phone to me, and yeah, look, couldn't have been more happy. So. Like I said, it was a great day, and hopefully there's plenty more of them to come around.
Is Flemington your favourite track?
Definitely now, yes.
Good on you, Campbell. Well done on the weekend, mate.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it, Michael.